This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back, and welcome to another session of Sanity on Turkey Day. That's right, the day that, well, if you're a vegan, I'll cut you some slack, okay? I realize that you don't like the, you don't want to eat the turkey, but you can always make what's it called? Oh, shut up! You're supposed to be on my plate. Get on my plate. Anyway, you could make one of those tofu turkey looking things, couldn't you? Well, you people aren't stupid. You're pretty. I mean, a lot of the vegans I know are pretty smart people. There's other things that you can do. You know, let me get some basic, as they say, housekeeping out of the way. First of all, today is Turkey Day. Thank you for, if you are listening, thank you for listening. I don't know why you'd listen to this. Go hang out with family unless Uncle Fred's really making you crazy. And you heard in the last hour from our pal David Fisher. And you'll hear from a couple of others in this hour. You know, again, they're not here to sell today. They're not here to push a political agenda today. We're just talking about what you do with your family. John Hancock, John L. Hancock, not the original, is going to join us after the first break here, and then Michael Hausen, who joins us every week, also after the second break, to talk about some of their traditions, what they do. I think it's kind of cool anyway. But again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, this is kind of a different day for everybody, a special day for everybody. So I hate when these celebrities put it in a hole and say, you know, this is the way you celebrate Thanksgiving. It's not. Some people don't eat turkey. Again, the Italian dishes are, because remember, it's a day of thanks, right? You give thanks the way you know how. There's no book that you open up and go, okay, thou must haveth a turkey, thou must haveth a ham, mashed taters. I mean, there's nothing that says that that's the way it's done. Matter of fact, I very much enjoy the different cultures. Think about something, people. This is where we lose it, and this is where those celebrity goofballs lose it big time. You have people that come here from other countries. Hopefully we can turn this thing around. But you've had people over the years come here from other countries for a better life, for a better way of living, for more opportunity for their families. And they assimilate into the culture, but they never lose theirs. My family never lost its Italian heritage. They never lost the culture, the understanding of what it meant to have an Italian background and ancestry. And they were proud of it. But they were also proud to be Americans. They had no problem with being referred to as Americans. There are others in this country today who do. They come here for a better life. They come here to make more money, and they're insulted that you want them to assimilate. It is just beyond mind-staggering for me. But as I said, it actually should make you proud and happy when you go into a home, the Stenophilopoulos home, And you've got all kinds of Greek traditional foods there that they eat during, you know, again, some of these foods, when you go to people's homes and they talk about, you know, we'll say just being Greek, and they'll tell you, these foods are usually only served on special occasions, Christmas, weddings, birthdays, anniversaries. And they go out of their way to make the foods on those days, on Thanksgiving. They're thankful for being here. Right, they're thankful for being able to buy those foods, because in some countries you can't even buy those foods. There's not enough money, there's not enough food. Our hearts and prayers go out to the people of Venezuela and other socialist nations who can't get what they need on a regular, every day. With the holiday season coming, they may be in real trouble. I mean, seriously, people, come on. Even if some of you are being forced to listen to my show today and you're on the far left and you think I'm a loon, a right-wing loon, there's something you have to be thankful for that this country offers. That's me, because here's the deal. If you can't find anything to be thankful for in this country, then you have serious mental issues, and here's why. Not because you can't find anything nice. Your mental issues come because you're willing to stay in an oppressive, nasty, terrible country. And don't give me that thing that you're making changes, because you're not. You're not really helping it change at all because of the way you're doing it. But why would you stay someplace that's oppressive and nasty and hurts its people? Why would you do that unless you had something wrong between the ears? So you heard David Fisher in the last segment, last hour, and he's willing to give you a present. We're in the holiday season. He's going to give you a present. You don't have to buy anything. You do have to qualify. As I've been saying all along, you have to have a job. You can't be living in mommy's basement. And you have to have two nickels to rub together. Okay, that's basically how it works. And he's going to give you a white paper when you call 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. And it's a Morgan Silver coin that he'd be giving out. Also, he's going to give you a white paper, what's called a coming bail-in. You really need to know or have information. If you have money in an IRA, if you have money in a retirement account, you really need to have this information. And you can also, once you know, you can also have your IRA can be in physical metals and coin, and you could take possession. Not only tax liabilities, you can, you know, some companies you buy gold, and they send you a piece of paper. Hopefully it's a gold piece of paper. And they affirm that they have your gold in a safe and everything's safe. Get it? But there's no, you have no proof. Maybe they'll send you a picture. But the way Landmark Capital does it, you actually get the gold, you actually get the silver, you have it in your hands, you can bury it in a backyard, whatever you want to do that makes you feel safe and comfortable. I will get to this. I swear I'll get to this. about the first Thanksgiving. God, I do lose it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you guys with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, but I won't answer. As I told you earlier, if you were paying attention, well, no, I shouldn't say that. I really shouldn't do that to you because I know my listeners pay attention. I can tell. Anyway, remember, it's okay to say Merry Christmas. The buttons are up on the website, on the show store, therealside.com. Heat up your coffee, heat up your turkey plate, whatever it is. Come on back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact. Happy, happy turkey day. Hunger pains will go away. When you hear a pilgrim say it's happy turkey day. Happy, happy turkey day. Let's go eat.
In case you didn't get it. Needed to do something to shake you up a little bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, there you go. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, obviously, I'm sitting at the table stuffing my face somewhere, which is where you should be. But if you have nothing to do today and you've decided to tune in and see what I have to say, I pre-recorded a show just for you. That's right. If you're sitting there listening, I've obviously done it just for you. Always appreciate it. Now, again, in case you didn't get it, you know what's going on today, right? There you go. And now you really shouldn't hear that sound at your table if you've cooked the turkey properly. John Hancock joins me today, as he does from time to time on the show. But today isn't about politics. We're not beating our brains out. You know, if you if you're mad at Columbus, if you're mad at what the Americans did to the Native Americans, maybe you should go listen to something else, because I'm not going down that road today. I've asked John to join me because what I want to do is I want to talk to people about their Thanksgiving experiences. What do they remember? What's their most favorite memory of Thanksgiving? John, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to you, and thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Joe. Happy Thanksgiving to you also.
Yeah. So, you know, first of all, what are you doing this Thanksgiving? Anything exciting?
Well, you know, my wife's from Mexico, so that means I end up cooking the turkey. So I've done that, you know, since forever, since we've been married, you know, 23 years now. So I got the turkey. I got everything going, so I'll be cooking most of tomorrow, which I love to cook, by the way. So, my kids who are now, you know, my daughter still lives with me, but my sons moved out. They're all in college age, in their 20s. Next week, my daughter turns 21, in fact. So he's coming, and we're just going to have a quiet, you know, we usually have a quiet little dinner together.
John, you don't look old enough to have a 21-year-old daughter. I got to tell you, I mean, you know, I get a kick out of some of these guys who tell me how old their kids are, but and I wouldn't think that. I've got four that are gone and out of the house. Thank you, God. I'm actually one of those guys that enjoys being an empty nester. Anyway, so hey, I get
you. I am enjoying. I mean, we aren't necessarily an empty nester. My daughter still lives with us, but I enjoy not having the responsibility anymore.
There you go. Yeah, you know, it's funny because I was telling somebody earlier that as an empty nester, when everybody moved, I was sitting there thinking to myself, what do we do? Because I come from a large Italian family, so I can relate to the Mexican heritage and her not knowing what to do. So I come from a large Italian family, and we always had, you know, two or three Italian dishes, big Italian dishes, and we always had a turkey, you know, for people came over that didn't appreciate Italian food. So, you know, you get the different cultures. It's really interesting how the different cultures who don't celebrate Thanksgiving in their native countries and they come here and they become American. You talk about assimilating. They take that holiday onto themselves and they make it theirs based on their food and their, you know, their customs, if you would. Give me one of your fond memories as a child growing up about Thanksgiving. You know, everybody's got a million of them, but is there one that stands out in your mind?
Well, I think the main thing with my family was you better get it while it's on the table. you know, if you arrive late, lots of times there wasn't any food there. So that was for me the experience. You grab it and you grabbed as much as you could in the first pass. But it was great. I mean, the ball games. You know, there's my parents. I have three. I have a brother and two older sisters. And pretty much, you know, your typical, you know, middle class American Thanksgiving. You know, sometimes we would have other relatives over, but sometimes, like I kind of still do, is you know, kind of a small family gathering, and then. I think as I got older, the last few years before, you know, my dad had passed away in 2004, and then before my mom passed away in 2012, we, as a whole family, we would get together at her house, and that was special. You know, those last few years with her that way. But as far as growing up, it was just, I remember learning about it in school. I remember doing the projects, you know, the pilgrims, or even having to dress up as a pilgrim in a play or something, you know, drawing turkeys. And, you know, and that's the thing. I was driving by a school, you know, recently, and, you know, they were already out for the whole week. And I don't remember us being out for a whole week.
No, but, I don't either.
just for those days. And I remember, you know, it was so special. You know, it was so special, you know, and it kind of kicked off the holidays. And, you know, it meant so much that those usually we would get the 2 days off plus, the weekend. And it meant something to us. And I'm just kind of sad that, you know, they've painted everything.
It's a shopping day, right? I mean,
seriously.
It says eat quick, the store's open at 2 kind of thing. And it's not a day to really, you know, those days were always used. Again, I come from a large Italian family. And those days were used for people to catch up, people to kind of hang out and talk with each other and find out what's going on in their lives. And we've taken that away again. You know, not that the stores force you to show up and go shopping. That's not what I mean. But we're not a well-disciplined society. So, you know, if the opportunity shows itself to save 40%, it seems like we have to be there as opposed to finding out what's going on with little Johnny, who is now 21 and in college, and you need to catch up and find out what's going on in his life, right?
Right. Well, the thing I remember this, I do remember this, is, you know, I grew up in Anaheim, not far from Disneyland. There's a main street called State College. I remember on Thanksgiving going down, and you could literally ride down the middle on a bicycle at State College on Thanksgiving Day because there was no cars. I mean, the whole place looked empty.
Barren. Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. You know, it was like the apocalypse hit or something, you know, and you're just alone. And I remember just riding down the middle of this main street, not caring because I'd have to worry about a car, and just, you know, being amazed by how this hustling and bustling area, it was a shopping area, was just empty. All the stores were closed. Everything was shut down. And it was just such a strange feeling.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Hey, John, we got about a minute left. You got a message for people on Thanksgiving Day. You know, what would you tell people in the way of to show their appreciation, gratitude, that kind of thing?
Well, I think one thing is, you know, of course, with my work history and stuff, is, you know, take a minute and appreciate what the Saxon people left us. And that's because I look around, and if it wasn't for the Saxons, which the Jefferson called the most incredible system ever granted to man, a political system, and Montesquieu and de Tocqueville, you know, the modern world that we enjoy, the freedoms and the prosperity that we enjoy, that we take for granted, that's made such an incredible world that you know, you look at the computers, everything originated with the system that they gave us that freed the creativity of man.
Yep. Well, John, thanks for being with me. You and your family have a great Thanksgiving Day. I know you will. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. Come on back all day long. We're talking to prior guests and sponsors and what have you. And you know what? If you got to go, have a great Thanksgiving Day. Be careful when you're out there driving. A lot of fools out there. You might be one of them. I don't know. We'll find out when we come back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Well, that was apropos for Thanksgiving Day. Little jungle music, so to speak. Hey, I'm Dover Senior Host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Unless you're brain dead, you've been in a coma for 20 years. You know what today is? Come on, take a guess. There you go. Well, matter of fact, if you've done your job right, you won't hear any of that at the table. You know what I'm saying? Michael Housham joins me today, as he does every week. I'm very curious to know what a libertarian does on Thanksgiving. Hi, Michael. How you doing?
You know what? Dennis Miller used to have a bit. He would call it Turkey or Jihadi. So, right? So, yeah. What I want you to do is play that little audio clip again that you just did.
Okay.
You asked the question about what day it was, and you pressed that little audio.
Here we go. You ready?
The question is, Turkey or Jihadi?
Okay. So the question is, Turkey or Jihadi?
Yeah, that's funny, dude.
Gonna be okay?
from a libertarian perspective.
Yeah.
I encourage everybody to...
Because there's some people who... some celebrities leave the country because it's, you know, it reminds them of all the Native Americans that we killed. And we forced to have dinner with us on that day. But other than that, that's why I'm asking you, because I don't know how everybody celebrates. So, yeah. What do you guys do on Thanksgiving?
Well, first of all, as a libertarian, we encourage everybody to do anything they want. As long as it doesn't restrict the right of others from doing the same. How's that for a geeky answer?
No, I love that. But does it have to be organic, or can we have chemical turkey? Are you good with either one?
Well, see, that right there is where we're going to run into an issue, because I'm finding myself restrained ethically from being able to consume, obviously, any kind of meat product, anything that is potentially supplied by non-union labor, anything that's not locally sourced, anything that is used any kind of insecticides, any kind of sub-living wage labor. So I've actually spent 6 months going through trying to find a sustainable union wage, collectively farmed, locally sourced, organic, vegan Thanksgiving dinner.
So if somebody sends you something that falls within those guys, feel free to send it to my house, because I don't discriminate on anything. I'll just eat whatever you put in front of me.
Oh, well, I found myself restricted to just going out, you know, around the corner. There's a little green patch there. I'm going to fall to my knees and just graze upon that. So.
Oh, God. So, no, you know, it's always funny because my family's of Italian descent, and I always joke that my aunt would make a very small turkey for the Medigans that came by. We always had lasagna and, you know, I mean, a ridiculous amount of food, but it was almost...
Wait a second. Hold on.
Go ahead. I knew you weren't going to let that go by that fast. Go ahead.
Hold on. Did you just say on Thanksgiving you had lasagna?
Yeah. What else is there to eat?
You know, I was going to ask you whether you're a stuffing with oysters or no oysters guy, but we're into a completely different world.
Look at me. Do I look like I discriminate? Come on, give me a break, will you? I'll eat anything you put in front of me, and I actually like it with oysters, and I like it without oysters. I like that.
I think that. I guess that's as long as it's either way. Tons of butter, et cetera, correct?
Dude, as long as it's edible, right, and my body can, you know, I can take it in as real food, I don't care what it looks like. I love turkey with the cranberry sauce, with the mashed potatoes, with all that stuff. Makes me very happy. And then on top of that, you got to have a little side plate of lasagna, maybe some meatballs and sausage. You know what I mean? You're making a real feasting day. How do you feast without Italian food? Explain that to me.
You know what? That's a really good question.
I think about it.
But on Thanksgiving, how do you have sausage and lasagna and prosciutto? So, I just don't get it.
No. Well, just see, here's the thing. Can you imagine if Italians were there at the first Thanksgiving, there would have been sausage and meatballs and prosciutto. You don't think? Come on.
I you know what? I think you're absolutely right. I mean, what are you...
Probably cannolis, too.
Jeez. What do you have on St. Patrick's Day?
I'm Italian. Dude.
Spaghetti?
I'm of Italian descent, dude. Seriously? St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, come on. Everybody celebrates St. Patrick's
Day. So you think.
Maybe that's because I'm Irish descent.
There you go. That is your patron saint. See, for Italians, it's St. Anthony. Okay? That's the big day in August. And we don't allow Irish to that one, but that's okay. I still like you anyway. So...
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be celebrating Thanksgiving on Friday this year. My parents are throwing a big thing on Friday. So Danny and I are driving down to San Diego. I've got cousins and aunts and uncles. There's going to be a zillion people at my folks' house on Friday.
Wow.
So on Thursday, I'm probably going to not do much at all. I mean, I'll watch a little football. I may do a little bit of exercising. I'll do a little bit of work.
We only got about...
For me, Thanksgiving's going to be Friday.
So we only got about 4 minutes left. Give me one of your favorite memories of Thanksgiving.
Oh, easy. I was in high school. I was back with my aunt and uncle in Illinois, and I didn't realize that 7 and 7 had the same color that my soda did, and I had a surprise, and then I got in trouble after that because my parents didn't believe me that I didn't know. That's my favorite Thanksgiving memory. No, my favorite, I was probably 8 or 9 years old. We were up in the mountains, Cuyamaca Mountains in East County of San Diego, and my parents, with another couple and all of their kids, we had rented a big cabin for Thanksgiving weekend. And we woke up in the morning, and there was like 3 inches of snow on the ground, and none of us had any idea it was even forecasted. So that was so awesome. Out in the middle of nowhere, woke up in the morning, and we're like, oh, my gosh, the ground is covered in snow. That was killer.
Oh, I can imagine.
In San Diego County.
Yeah, I can imagine that. You probably had a lot of ball. So, listen, I want to see if you know. You have little children, right?
Well, 9 and 10 are my youngest two.
Okay, so let's see if you know what this is from. Take a listen. Sing along if you know the song.
Happy, happy turkey day. Hunger pains will go away. When you hear a pilgrim say it's happy turkey day. Happy, happy turkey day. Let's all eat.
Come on, let's all get in the spirit. I guess the turkey wouldn't be very happy though, huh? So, I know. What do you want? A couple of years ago, I'm watching the Addams Family movie, right? What is it? Addams Family Values movie, right? And this comes on.
Right.
And you know, being in radio as you are, you know, right, you get that sinister look on your face, and I'm going, oh, this is too good to pass up.
Yeah. Right. Totally funny.
So you know.
It's, gosh, I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Well, you know, people, like I said, it's really funny because there's some people who are really so traditional on Thanksgiving. I've been to homes where, man, dude, it is turkey, it is corn, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it is everything you see in the picture. And then I've been to other houses where, my God, it could be macaroni and cheese, for God's sakes. You know, it's just whatever the family
wants.
Well,
I've heard some people, absurdly enough, will have sausage and lasagna. I don't believe it's true, but I've heard people assert it.
I'll tell you what.
I can't believe that.
I'll send you pictures. How's that? You know, we like that? I'll send you
You know what? Trust but verify. I think you're, you know, oh, yeah, I'm Italian, blah, blah, blah. I don't believe you're going to do it. So if you can document it with a picture.
I will.
But I'm going to need, like, something to verify in the picture that it's the date you're stating. Yeah,
no problem. I'll even shoot video of me salivating before I put it in my mouth, okay? And you can watch the lump in my throat swallow as I eat and chew on that succulent. And I'll tell you what I'll do. Just to make the Americans feel better, you know, hardcore Americans, I'll use turkey sausage. How's that? Okay, that way they're
okay, fair enough.
Together.
That's good.
How's
I can
that?
Live with that.
Anyway.
Funny.
And you know, it's just, you know, it's one of the times of year where, let's not do politics. I very much enjoy, you know, when I asked you to come on, I said, we're not going to do politics. I just want to know what right. you guys, what you eat for Thanksgiving, what kind of day it is. I mean, is it truly a day of thanks for you, or is it just a... you know, just another day where family gets together.
No, it's totally, we'll talk about the various different things that we're thankful for. You know, there'll be an adult table.
I lost you. I heard there'll be an adult table, and then you went away. Apparently, they put you at the child table because I couldn't hear anything. But no, I get you. And don't you love it when a 13-year-old sitting at the or the 14-year-old sitting at the child table is like the tallest one there? You really feel bad for him, but hey, there's no room for you at the adult table. Go away.
You know, I'm at the point where I would probably prefer to be at the kids' table, to be honest.
I know, because some of the adults are like kids. Hey, Michael, you have a safe, wherever you go, and I know you're driving down to see your parents the next day. I want you to have a safe trip. I want you to have a great Thanksgiving, man. And, you know, enjoy family, reflect, because we got a lot of fighting to do next year, I'm sure. So you have a great Thanksgiving.
We absolutely do.
All right. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Remember, it's Turkey Day. Seriously. Yes, shut up. You're supposed to be dead. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Why, you did say something, didn't you? Are you doing that on purpose? Or can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking. Don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Happy, happy turkey day. Hunger pains will go away. When you hear a pilgrim say it's happy turkey day. Happy, happy turkey day. Let's all eat the Indian way. As we're stealing...
Come on, everybody, you should know these words by now. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. I'm not giving you the phone number, because here's the deal. I'm not here. Pre-recorded the show in the studio earlier today. I hope you enjoy it. We're talking about all those wonderful things that you should be involved with today. I mean, think about something. Technically, it's not a religious holiday, right? We're going to hit that in the next hour, but it's not a religious holiday. Today is not a praise to Jesus, praise to God, praise to Allah, praise to Buddha, praise to whatever it is the Festivus Pole, I don't know, whatever it is. It's not what today's about. For me, as a Christian, today is about praise and thanks to God. Thanking him for the things that I have, the things that have been made available to me. And there's nothing wrong with that. I know some of you think we're whacked. No, seriously. I did an article a couple of weeks ago on how they're trying to show you how the people believe in a God, something you can't touch, feel, smell, think about, whatever, it makes you, like, psychotic. Makes it like there's something wrong with you, right? I always got a kick out of that. It's like they sit there. Okay, yeah, see? You got me all riled up. They sit there and tell you about all this stuff that they do, you know, the oming, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm not making fun of you, just whatever. How they clear their mind, how they bring in the spirits from... So, they have angel stuff all over their walls. They talk about their guardian angel. That makes them saying, that's okay, I believe in a God, and I'm a nut job. Because I'm very specific. Angels is a generic term, right? The angels watch over us. The angels help me out. That doesn't really belong to any one religion in particular. Kind of everybody can believe in that. It's kind of a nice, soft, squishy. But when you talk about God, now you've narrowed down the universe, haven't you? Right? I find that just so amazing. Especially from people who claim to be open-minded. People who are open-minded and cannot wrap their mind around the fact that you believe in a superior, supreme being. Why that makes them so crazy, I'm sorry, people, I will just never understand. I'll be 90 years old, I'll never understand that. Because as a Christian who believes in God, who believes in Jesus, the scripture of the Bible, I have no problem with you believing in a rock or multiple gods or whatever. When I say I have no problem, I mean... I believe in freedom. I believe my God gives you a freedom of choice. You can choose to love. You can choose to hate. You can choose to hurt. You can choose to nurture. That's what you're allowed to do. That's what he allows you to do. So for me and my family, you know, I've got four kids. I've got a wonderful wife. And don't give me that stuff. I love the emails I get from some of you who think you know me. I'm going to say it again. What am I thankful for? First off, I'm thankful for the family I grew up in. We had no money, so it wasn't a money thing. We definitely had no prestige, so that wasn't it. I wish some of you would, I've said it to you before, do a little homework. I grew up in the north end of Boston. By the way, for some of you who are geographically challenged, that's in Massachusetts. And the north end of Boston, for many years, was considered one of the poorest places in this country. It had more people per square mile, and I think the north end of Boston is just a little bigger than a square mile. But it had more people in that square mile than Bangladesh had. Come on, think about it. It's right off the wharfs. People truly, honestly came in off the boat. And if you were Italian, that was the area you settled in. Or of Italian descent. The kids came in off the boat. They didn't speak a word of English. You know, I love all this stuff in California. They just passed, like, the dual language learning thing. It didn't work before, so we had to pass it again. Think about that. Hey, this was a failure. Let's do it again. Let's waste more tax dollars. Anyway, the kids would get off the boat. They would speak in Italian. They'd come into the classroom speaking Italian. And the nuns, yeah, I went to what was referred to as a parochial school because that's, you know, they had public schools and parochial schools. So I went to parochial school. My mom worked hard to send me. And they would buddy up an English-speaking kid with one of the Italian-speaking kids because they knew the kid couldn't learn anything if he only spoke Italian. And the nuns all spoke Italian, but they refused to teach in Italian. And they would say, you're in America. Americans speak English. We're going to speak English in this class. Now, they didn't put down their history. They didn't put down their heritage. They didn't put down the fact that the kids spoke Italian. And some of those kids are better off today because I believe all those kids who came from Italy and learned how to speak English and assimilate are better off today. That's what I believe. So, anyhow. And, you know, I love these nut jobs, these microaggressions we've talked about in the show. They now say it's politically incorrect and a microaggression to ask somebody, where are you from? Because you're assuming that they're not from this country, and that's bad. Are you nuts? You ask an Italian, or you ask a young man of Italian heritage where he's from, and you watch. He's going to smile, and he's going to say, well, my parents are from Italy. My parents came here from Italy. My grandparents came here from Italy because they have so many fond memories. They have so many cool stories. I mean, cool stories about their parents coming here or the grandparents coming here and the work that they did. We've lost this. Every one of my ancestors could tell me cool stories about coming, not necessarily coming here, because the trip here was always tough for all of them. They didn't jump a river or sneak over the border. They came by boat. They had to have papers. They had to have money. But they got cool stories on you know, how they landed a job just for weekends, or they were masons and carpenters and tailors. My grandfather was a tailor. Oh, one of my grandfathers. I know I have more than one, right? And how they used those skills to get work. How the women use their skills to get piece work or any kind of work to bring money into the house. You know, we've lost these stories. Today, you know, Thanksgiving and through this holiday season, reach out to some of those old folks in the family and don't just treat them like old, incapable people. Some of them have lost their minds a little bit. You're going to be there someday. Some of us are already there. Come on, but think about it, people. Pull that old fart in the room. He'd love you to ask him. She'd love you to ask him. So, hey, what was it like coming here from Italy or Greece or, I don't know, or Spain, whatever. Ask him what it was like to fight for some of the things that they have today. They would love to tell you more than you know. You know, a little recognition would go so far. They gave up so much. Think about that. If your great-grandparents came here or your grandparents came here from another country, in most instances, they had very little and they gave that up to come here. They took a shot to come here. Because America was the land of opportunity. Think about America was the land of opportunity. You want to want something to be thankful for? Be thankful that your grandparents or somebody in your family had the spine, the guts, the whatever, to pack it all in, to give up the little security they may have had and come to America to hope to make a better life for you, who weren't even a thought in Grandpa's mind at that time. Come on, play with that in your mind. Stimulate those brain cells that you got. I'm not joking, I'm serious. I'm having fun with this, can you tell? But seriously, folks, give some serious thought to what Thanksgiving means to you, what it has in store for you. You know, always a pleasure to have you with me. And again, today's Thanksgiving. So if you're listening to me, I don't know if it means that you're on a long drive. I don't know if it means that you had nothing else to do. You know, if you're sitting there with a TV dinner, I'm sorry, but at least you got some food. At least you must have a way to heat it up. How about you're thankful for that? That you even have the resources to have that canned meal. Now, some of us don't work at this. Like today, after I'm done with the recording, I'm going to go down. And this isn't a pat in the back for me. I don't mean it that way at all. But I'm going to go down to a senior center, local senior center where we've been blessed to be able to be part of feeding probably 400, 500, 600 seniors who don't have family. They truly don't have family. Everybody has died off on them. So they would be sitting home, I don't know, watching TV with a tray of food, whatever. But they get to come out, talk to people their own age, from their own era, from their own time. I think that's wonderful. Don't you? You could do the same thing. I got a house full of family. You can get away from it. What a great example that would be to show how thankful you are. You're thankful that you have legs that work. You're thankful that you have a car that works or a bus system that works, whatever it takes. You go down to the senior center. Some of you have seen pictures of me. I don't need the food. That's not what I go down here for. You help out with some of these people. You see what's going on with them. And share what this country has given you. Oh, gee, I talked too long. Share what the country has given you, man. In the next hour, got a lot coming up. Well, you just have to come back and find out what it is now, won't you? Because even I don't know what it is. I can't see my notes. I'm Elvis Stevie Rose. We'll be back in a few minutes.